There's new evidence that wild cats became pets more than 9,000 years ago. Until now, the earliest signs of a cozy relationship between cats and humans came from Egyptian tombs. They're filled with images of cats. But these go back only about 4,000 years. Now archaeologists on the island of Cyprus say they found a much older skeleton of a cat that was apparently tame. NPR's John Hamilton reports.
The Mediterranean island of Cyprus is an ideal spot to study the relationships between people and animals. That's because it's too far from the mainland for most animals to get there on their own. Even so, Melinda Zeder of Washington's National Museum of Natural History says new animals began appearing on Cyprus about 10,000 years ago.
We see things like sheep, we see goat, we see pigs, we see cattle. We see deer, foxes, and now they say as well cats being brought intentionally to this island by people. It's a sort of a Noah's Ark type scenario.
French scientists made the most recent discovery while digging through an ancient burial site. Zeder says they found the complete skeleton of a cat that had been about 8 months old when it died, more than 9,000 years ago.
What is intriguing about this cat is that it appears to be intentionally buried and placed in a context in which there are human burials. And what that implies is some degree of taming.
The cat skeleton is just a couple of feet from a human skeleton, and they appear to have been buried at the same time. Juliet Clutton-Brock is an international authority on the early domestication of animals. She says this cat would have looked a bit different from today's average house cat.
It would have been more like the African wild cat, which is called Felis libica. It would have had big ears, would have had long legs, a long thin tail, a short coat, and it would have generally had an appearance of great alertness and vigor.
Cats have lost some of their wariness over the centuries, and like most domestic animals, they've gotten smaller. But Clutton-Brock says the relationship between humans and cats probably hasn't changed much.
My belief is that human beings, almost as soon as they became human, started living with tamed animals, and it could have been 50,000 years ago, for all one knows.
Jay Bisnow is a retired archaeologist from the Los Angeles County Museum of Natural History. He says people probably first welcomed cats about the time they settled down and began storing grain, which attracts mice.
Why not? You have food, your food has vermin attacking it, and here's an animal that comes along that eats the vermin and thus protects your food. So it's a perfectly natural state, I think.
Bisnow is a dog owner. Even so, he acknowledges that cats continue to serve a useful purpose in his neighborhood in California.
You can hear them running across the roof, and we have no rats. We used to have rats. We don't have rats. So anything that eats a rat is my friend.
The enemy of your enemy, the rat, is your friend.
Exactly. So there's a good relationship right there.
That's probably the primary reason that Bisnow sometimes feeds a neighbor cat named Hi to Bob. But he concedes there are other less practical reasons to keep cats around, and that these reasons are probably much the same as they were back in Cyprus 10,000 years ago.
You sit with a cat on your lap, and maybe sometimes he takes a swipe at you, and maybe he doesn't, but he's cuddly and friendly and attractive. And I think it was pretty much exactly the same thing in ancient times. And I think for the average person, it was just nice cat.
The new research on cats appears in this week's issue of the journal Science. John Hamilton, NPR News.